listen to this man, Jeremiah, now, chapter 12, verse 1. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Thou hast planted them, yea, they've taken root, they grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins, that is, from their house. Oh, they talk about you, Lord, but they're far from you, and they prosper. Why do you permit that? That was his question. By the way, you want to know something? That's my question. I'd like to ask God that today. Lord, why do you permit it? And I don't have the answer. I don't think that Jeremiah got the answer either. I don't think David ever got the answer. Oh, he got an answer, but that question wasn't answered. God permits the wicked. They prosper. They're the rich today. And you see them prospering. And they are spreading themselves right now like a green bay tree. Why does God permit that? And another friend of mine, he and I are both in radio, and we were talking about why doesn't God make some of the Christians wealthy who really want to support our radio program and help us to expand? Why doesn't God do that? That's a question. I've asked him that. And I have to say I don't have the answer. I'll read, though, what Jeremiah says here. Verse 2, thou hast planted them. They've taken root. Now listen, verse 3. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried mine heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. Jeremiah says, why don't you judge them? They're the ones to be judged. How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, the birds, because they said he shall not see our last stand. And now, this is his question. Lord, why do you permit it? And the answer that he gets is this answer, and it's the answer that I accept today, and you may not accept it, but this is the best we have. God says, I know what I'm doing. You trust me. You rest in me. And as he began this passage, righteous art thou, O Lord. My friend, whatever God's doing today, and some of the things just look very peculiar to me, it's right. And he's going to be able to show you that someday. And that's where faith comes in. We walk by faith and not by sight. And now God says this to Jeremiah. He almost rebukes this young man now. And you can see the position of the young man. Josiah was his friend, the king. And Josiah's heart was moved. And these two young men, I think, were used of God to bring in a great revival. I've often wondered if God won't raise up a young man in this country who won't listen to anyone down here. He won't try to curry the favor of Washington or of the educational institutions or of even the so-called Christian public. He's just going to stand up and preach the word of God and going to demand righteousness. And do you know, I think that God could do that in our day, and if he did, that'd save this country. And that's the only thing that's going to save this country, will be that sort of thing. Well, now, Jeremiah, he's left alone, and things are getting worse. Jehoahaz, now Jehoiakim is on the throne. They're corrupt rulers. Things are getting worse. What's going to happen? This is the thing that he had even said back in chapter 11, verse 16. The Lord called thy name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. And Paul, you remember, quotes that over in Romans. Paul says that the good olive tree, it's been cut off and set aside. And that's exactly what God did to these people. And now today, God is out of that root. He's bringing forth a wild olive tree. That's you and that is I. We are the church today that's grafted into the root, and that root is Christ. He's the root out of a dry ground, and he brings life. And That's the thing. And God goes on to say here, I'll take care of this. I'll be the one that will deal with this. And the question of this man is, how long shall a land mourn? Lord, why don't you move?